There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with updates from South Africa, where the South African Jewish Board of Deputies is seeking clarity from the Department of Home Affairs over a recent proposal that foreign national religious workers would no longer qualify for work permits or permanent residency in the country, and instead can only enter the country on a working visitor's visa. Well, the announcement is raising concerns among South Africa's Jewish community, as foreign rabbis have until now been able to live and work in the country by adding diversity, expertise, and passion to the rabbinate, including other essential teachings. The Freedom of Religion South Africa organization has also weighed in on this development, pointing out that the state cannot discriminate against foreign religious workers intending to work in South Africa, adding that a complete ban would be completely unconstitutional. Until now, the Department of Home Affairs is yet to comment on these concerns. Well, let's now focus on some statistical news now. And following Rosh Hashanah, it has been recorded that 1,083 Jews prayed on the Temple Mount during the two holy days and on the eve of the holiday. This is twice as much as last year, when 572 Jewish worshippers ascended the Temple Mount on the Jewish New Year. Latest statistics on the world's Jewish population and the number of new immigrants to Israel has increased. Israel now records a population of 9,593,000, having grown by 187,000 over the last year, of which 74% is Jewish, 24% Arab, with the rest from other communities. The country also welcomed 60,000 immigrants. The Global Jewish Agency has announced that there are 15.3 million Jews worldwide, up from 15.2 million last year. And following Israel, the largest number of Jews live in the United States, France, Canada, the United Kingdom, Argentina, Russia, Australia, and Germany. Moving now to the United States, where Israel and the United States will today launch a strategic dialogue aimed at boosting technological cooperation, the aim of which is to establish mutual understanding and create mechanisms for precise cooperation, which will in turn encourage the upgrading of technological cooperation between the countries in the short term. Also, based on a joint statement by Lapid and Biden in July when launching this initiative, the leaders are proposing to boost innovation ecosystems, to deepen bilateral engagements, advance and protect critical and emerging technologies in accordance with national interests, attend to democratic principles and human rights, and to address geostrategic challenges. As the world seeks alternative eco-friendly energy sources, an Israeli-America startup company called Eviation has successfully demonstrated the potential of electricity in a prototype all-electric airplane called Alice, which is designed by engineers in Israel and Washington State and is powered by 21,500 small Tesla-style battery cells. In anticipation of Federal Aviation Administration certification for the aircraft to transport passengers, it will become the first all-electric commercial airplane, which can carry 9 passengers and 2 pilots. A spokesperson for Eviation describes the invention as a new age in aviation, which is sustainable, economical, cheap to operate and maintain, and socially sustainable. And have you heard of Orthodox Pop? Have you also heard of the Miami Boys Choir, popular amongst Jewish insiders, also known as MBC? Well, lately, listeners have increasingly been tuning into this group, who have converted from traditional singing into a unique music genre. And so far, TikTok and Twitter users have shared clips of the group's concerts, such as this one, a performance of Yerushalayim. Let's take a listen. Well, now you know where to find them, so listen out for them, and we wish them all the best. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily,